This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today, live in the JPR studios, is Mr. Alan Stone.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, brother.
Newest record is called Radius. Information online at alanstone.com. You are from the bustling metropolis of Chewila, Washington.
Yeah, man.
Which is kind of in the middle of nowhere.
It is nowhere.
What was life
in the middle of nowhere?
What was life like in the northeast corner of the state of Washington?
Very slow.
How big of a town was this when you were there?
When I was growing up, like 1800, I think. Yeah, like one stoplight, a grocery store.
Was it? What was up there? Timber or what?
Well, it's weird. Yeah, it was a logging town for a long time. There's a ski hill up there.
Oh, okay. That drew people from, like, Spokane?
Yeah, Spokane, Canada.
Right on. Your dad was a preacher.
Father was a minister.
Yeah, and you started singing in church as a young lad.
I did, yeah.
Like the whole gospel stuff or more contemporary kind of stuff?
There was some old, like, gospel hymn
out of
stuff,
the, but out yeah, of
the hymn
it
book. Was super Caucasian. There was no, like, there was no gospel, like, traditional, you know, Southern Baptist gospel, just really, that did not happen in the church I grew up in.
So not a lot of affect in the singing then, right? How did you stumble upon the music that has inspired the sound that we hear from you?
By chance, really. I mean, a close friend of mine gave me a Stevie Wonder record when I was about 15. I had heard, right, like the reflections of 60s and 70s R&B soul, which was like the Chili Peppers and, you know, Dave Matthews and Cake, like these bands that were very, very modern, very suburbia, right? But they had like funk and soul in the backbeat. And then when I found Stevie, I was like, whoa, okay, this is where this all comes from. This is where like the tradition of that type of music is being drawn from. And opened up my eyes to a world of music from the 60s and 70s that I'm just addicted to.
In such a rural place, was it difficult to start to dive deeper than Stevie Wonder? I mean, there's probably not a lot of access to record stores and stuff out there.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of access, no. We definitely had really, really great dial-up internet, too, so that was awesome.
It's a hot way to download music, right? Napster.
Yeah. Yeah, remember seriously, that? Like, seriously, Napster. Yeah, no, it took some digging. Like, it wasn't until I moved out of Chewila that I really got a scope for the rest of the genre of music that I was looking for.
Alan Stone is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record out is called Radius. Information at alanstone.com. The record, big full band. There's a lot going on, but you've also got an entirely different side when you sit down and perform solo. I'm excited to hear you play. What do you want to do first today?
We'll do a song called Where You're At.
I keep my head dirt on the surface, so you don't got a dig love. People that make me nervous try to hide all their sins. I've got no reason to cover my tracks. Oh, the best part of learning is just loving where you're at. So love where you're at. Hey, love where you're at. And keep your dirt on. Surface ain't just love where you're at. I wear my essence on my collars so that everyone can see. And there ain't no bother spreading the rumors about me. Hey, well, I ain't no angel. Oh, but I ain't so bad. Oh, well, the best part of learning is loving where I'm at, there's so love where you're at. Hey, love where you're at. And keep your dirt on the surface, hey. Love where you're at. Hey, just love where you're at. this answers. Love where you're at. Keep your dirt on the surface. And this there, love where you're at. Keep your dirt on the surface. And love where you're at. Tell me this love where you're at. Baby, you're just in love where you're at.
That is Alan Stone live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Radius. Information at alanstone.com. Alan, you are kind of like the perfect example of not being able to judge a book by its cover. Like long, curly, blonde-haired dude from rural Washington, and that comes out when you sing. What was it about that first introduction to the music of Stevie Wonder and soul and R&B that resonated with you so strongly?
That's kind of a tough question to ask, because it's like asking why you like vanilla.
Yeah.
Or chocolate, or, you know, and the best description you can give is, what's the taste?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you like the taste? Well, there's some sort of biological, chemical interaction between my taste buds and my, you know, soul music. I don't know, it just resonates with me. It's maybe it's growing up in the church and, like, the emotion and the language of song that I first learned. It could be that Stevie just emotes some, or I guess soul music from that era emotes something that is absent in music today.
You have talked a little bit about that there's sort of like a fakeness in a lot of the music that's created. Yeah.
Kinda?
Yeah.
I don't think kinda fakeness is the right term. It's just fake. It's just like the majority of it is fake.
Is that because of an intention of studio folks, or just not a lot of depth in songwriting?
It's a lot of things. I think it's all tied into the listener not wanting to buy music anymore, which doesn't allow musicians to get paid because people want to do everything on their laptop and they're lazy. There's not enough money to pay engineers to pay big studios anymore. So you miss this element of music that needs to be there, which is community, which is like a drummer communicating with a bass player. Right? Nowadays, it's just a guy in a little closet with a keyboard who's like, I'm okay, bass. There's nobody playing with each other anymore. And even on stage now, if you have a drummer and a bass player, there's like tracks behind them, like a laptop's being played behind it, because it's like, whoa, you don't sound like the record. Gotta sound like the record. So we got like fake vocals coming out the speakers. It's just there's no like vulnerability in pop music anymore.
When you got out of Chihuahua, you moved to Seattle, right? Did you find people to play with pretty early on, or was it a bit of a struggle? Yeah, you found cats to
play
with?
I found cats. There's a really cool community in Seattle. It's of folk who just do it for the love of music. I didn't sense like pretension or like hierarchy. There was quite a bit of openness, especially for a kid like me, who my abilities in music were very limited. People were very welcoming to like a young cat just trying to, like, well, I don't know how to do this thing, but you guys sound cool. Will you help me out?
They're not limited now. Let me just point that out. They're not limited now in any way.
You're very sweet. You're very sweet.
When you were first out on tour, first few years, it was most of the time just kind of you, right?
Yeah, I toured in a Buick LeSabre for like 6 years, man.
It's a sweet ride.
It was baby, baby blue.
When you were doing that, did you have in your head a sound more like what you do now with a full band? Or has this just been a natural progression over the years?
No.
You knew what you wanted to be doing.
Yeah, but I couldn't pay real musicians, and I wasn't gonna do like.
You could have had those cool tracks playing out of the laptop,
dude,
at the time.
If this wasn't radio, and I didn't have to watch my language, I would say so many terrible things about laptops.
Well, over the last couple of years, things have really started to pick up. You had some nice placements on Conan, on Letterman. Whose show was the coolest to do?
Daryl's House.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only
Daryl
one people
Hall's
actually
show, right?
Watch. Nobody watches Conan, or I mean, I'm sorry, but the people that are music fans watch Daryl's House, and they watch the shows, and then they come to shows. it's different with Conan and especially Letterman. I never got anybody to come up like, oh, dude, I saw you on Letterman, man. Like, I'm going to follow you forever. It's always Daryl's house. It's weird.
No kidding.
I saw you
probably
on Daryl's house.
Probably because it caters far more to people who are truly into music.
I think so.
Yeah.
Either that or Daryl's just got, like, the diehard fans.
Well, his episode with Chromeo was, like, one of the coolest things
yeah.
I think I've ever seen, right? So at some point, you actually got to share a stage with Stevie Wonder.
I got to play on a stage that Stevie Wonder played later.
Oh, I see.
In the day, yeah.
Kind of like a festival setting or something like that?
Well, we opened for him.
Have you had a chance to meet him?
Mm-hmm.
Was that just like
the
pinnacle?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Considering what got you started doing the stuff that you're doing now?
Yeah. It was really amazing. I got to squeeze him and tell him I loved him. And
cool. Was he sweet?
He was super cool, man. He's a goofy cat.
Right on.
He was goofing around with us. It was fun.
Alan Stone is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Radius. Information is online at alanstone.com. All right, what's next?
This is a song. This is an older song called The Bed I Made.
I took a plane over the stars and it didn't get me very far. Moving along my problems, they just follow me. Oh, and I flew to the moon, but it wasn't far enough, far away from you. Yeah, with all my problems, they just follow me. Humbling every night, I close my eyes. Troubles fade, but every morning when I rise, I'm just sleeping in this bed I made. This bed that I made, it 1,000,000 times out of my mind. Oh, will I am justified? Baby, but oh, my mind, problems that just follow me. Oh, and I discovered a way to cleverly avoid the blame. But oh, my problems that just follow me. But oh, late every night, I close my eyes. But oh, my troubles fade. I will every morning when I rise, I'm just sleeping in this bed that I made. I can't outrun the pain. No, I should face these demons as they came. Oh, what I would then trade over to make some room in this bed that I made. Late every night, I close my eyes. All my troubled purpose faded. Oh, every morning when I rise, I'm just sleeping in this bed. I am just sleeping in this bed. I am just sleeping in this bed that I made.
That is Alan Stone live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Radius. Information at alanstone.com. I want to talk about this new record a little bit. You actually traveled to Sweden mm-hmm. to record a lot of this with an artist named Tingsek.
Yeah.
How did you meet Tingsek and decide to start working with him?
I met Tingsek. I found Tingsek's music, oh man, probably 10 years ago through, you know, like diving deep in the black hole of the internet, which is where like all the best music is. And I got obsessed with him, like obsessed with his music. It's like a, I've heard it really, the best way described is it's a combination of the Beach Boys, like Pet Sounds, and D'Angelo. It's like this sick, like swung R&B, but these beautiful chordal arrangements that you would never hear in, especially in today's R&B. So I got obsessed with his music for like 3 years, and then I was doing a world tour, like 75 shows. And we were looking for an opener, and I thought, man, why don't we call Tingsek and see if he'll play? So he came out, he opened the entire tour for us. He stayed on my bus with me. We just became like the tightest friends and buddies. And then when I was going in the studio to write this record, I was like, nah, I'm gonna come to Sweden and write some songs with Tingsek. Like the first three songs that we wrote are like my three favorite tracks that I've ever written. And I thought, let's just do the record here. This, much to the chagrin of my major label and all the, like, why don't you work with Pharrell? Go get Justin Timberlake on a track. But I was like, nah, I'm gonna go to Sweden. And it was awesome. I love the record. I'm proud of what we did. I mean, it's music. It's not hard. If it's hard, you shouldn't do it. Like, music is this like fluid thing that like is not yours, really. You're kind of just recycling it. You didn't make up tone, you didn't make up chords, you didn't make up music. You're just sort of funneling it. And if it's hard, if you struggle, like when I struggle with music, it never sounds good. It's just like you gotta go easy. So in any situation, it should be easy. If you want it to sound good, it should be easy.
Does it generally come pretty easy to you when you sit down to craft new songs?
No, not at all. No, like my ego and my mind identification and all this crazy stuff that we deal with as human beings gets in the way a lot. But when it's best, when I write my best songs, when I sing my best, it's always super easy. Mm. Just relax.
You have talked about how some of the songs on Radius came out of some dark times for you. Was that career oriented? Like just self-doubt about what you were doing and where you were going? Or was it other stuff, other life stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for a long time, it was just like, I'm going to put my nose to the ground and I'm just going to work as hard as I possibly can because I live in America and that's what we do. We work hard in America and then we get the thing and we get a lot of debt. And then by the time we die, hopefully we own some stuff. And that was my mentality for a long time. I pulled away from it all. I was like, what am I doing this for? You know, am I doing this for joy, for fulfillment, for happiness? Or am I just doing this to, you know, to put my nose to the grindstone and hopefully get famous enough to, like, sell records? And the analysis of all that kind of led me to some interpersonal songs that are on the record, a song called Circle, which is a lot about, you know, the funk, the cyclical funk that I get in mentally, where depression leads to depression about being depressed, if that makes sense. Sure. You know, it's this cyclical thing. But there's a lot of joyful songs on the record, I think. Yeah. Probably like 80% really joyful.
So it led you to songs. Did it lead you to any kind of change about how you approach your day to day?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more meditation in my day, a lot more yoga, a lot more presence and awareness. But it's like a daily thing for sure. I mean, when you have the schedule that we have, which is, you know, 75-80% of the year living in hotel rooms and in a bunk on a bus, like you got to fight it. It's like a military thing to be like, all right, like.
That is better than a Buick LeSabre, though, right?
Hey, dude, I'm up. I'm living up now. Next is a G5.
Well, it has been an absolute blast to watch your career blossom, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for
you
coming
too,
by.
You too, brother. Thanks for your time.
Alan Stone is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Radius. You can get information on Alan and his music online at alanstone.com. Will you play us one last tune?
Let's do it. Yeah, I'll play you. Which one do I want to play, man? This one's fun. This one's called Love. Ooh,
like a rubber band. When you give that, it expands and you might reach the stars, depending on how flexible you are. Oh, life is like an ocean. Everyone is floating, and if you wanna find the beach, you gotta start kicking your feet. 'Cause love, but a reflection. Love is a natural effect. Love, every bit you create, you get back. Love, what a reflection. Love, it's a natural factor. Love, every bit you create, you get back. Your mind is like a flower bed. Whatever you feed your head determines all your fate. Whether you blossom or more, you suffocate. And peace is like a pattern. Every angle matters. Yeah, and how you choose to see determines your functionality. Love, what a reflection. Love, it's a natural fact. Oh, yeah. Love, every bit you create, you get back. Love, what a reflection. Love, it's a natural fact. Oh, yeah. Love, every bit you create, you get back.
That is Alan Stone live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Information on Alan at his website, it's alanstone.com. The brand new record is called Radius. Alan, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me, buddy. Appreciate it.